Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Welcome to episode 17 of the Sales Experience Podcast. My name is Jason Cutter, and I do this podcast for you. I know that sounds cheesy and cliche, of course, but the salesperson or sales leader that has the goal of being a sales professional long-term, operating as a professional, being viewed by the prospects and customers as the hero, which is the one who helped them improve and transform their life, that's who I'm doing this for. And yes, that may sound intense, which is a word I get all the time to describe me, but no matter what you sell, your product or service helps change people's lives for the better. Maybe it's helping them achieve a goal, buy something that will make them feel joy, or avoid pain, or overcome a challenge that's been plaguing them, big or small. All of this has a huge impact on them. And when you really step back from your day-to-day process of selling, where a lot of us can get desensitized and just kind of forget the end result and what it really does for people, you will see the impact that you have for each of those people that you help in your sales process. Now, a lot of reps, like I said, get desensitized to this impact they provide. Now, in the beginning, it's exciting, right? New customers are happy and thankful, and there's this great feeling. It's this euphoric, like, high that you get from closing a deal and knowing that person is happy. And over time, you just get into your routine. Talk to lots and lots of prospects, a bunch of people who will say no or aren't interested. You end up going through the motions, and then your work switches from like this kind of heart focus to just this intellectual mind focus where you're just in your head and you're just going through the steps and you're selling. But you know, you kind of over time, you just dismiss the emotional side of what you're really doing for people. And what you really do as a salesperson when you're doing it right, when you're creating the right sales experience, when you're helping them truly change something in their life or achieve something or get to a different place, is you're giving people hope. The quote from one of my favorite movies, Shawshank Redemption, summarizes this the best way possible. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. Like, hope is such a good thing, and hope is what your prospects really want from you. They want the hope followed up, of course, by you actually making it happen with your product or service that's helping them. Your job is to give them that hope. And I don't mean in like a motivational speaker, like super excited, pumped up, charismatic way. Your sole mission really could be boiled down to this hope step. In order to give them hope, you have to know what will make them hopeful. To get there, you must have trust as the professional who can help them. In order for them to trust you, they have to know that you care. To show that you care, you have to dig deep with questions, discovery questions, to uncover their true pains or goals, and then empathize with them. And to get there, they have to like you enough to open up, right? And so when you've done all those steps correctly and you provide them with a solution that fits their needs or wants, there will be a hope that comes with that. And not a false hope or a made-up hope, but real, honest hope about where their life will be as a result of purchasing your product or service. Your prospect is craving hope. The world is craving hope. With so much negativity and unhappy things going on, I think most people want that feeling of hope, a feeling of hope for better things to happen in their life, a hope that this thing called life is actually a good experience and worth it, right? But keep in mind, hope is not about everything being sunshine and rainbows, but it is about getting to a place that is better than where you are now. When you're talking to your prospects, your solution presentation step should provide them with a feeling of hope. When you describe how your product or service addresses and solves their goals, needs, wants, pains, struggles that you've uncovered in your discovery questions, paint the picture of what their future could look and feel like. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, right? You will know that you've done the hope step correctly and helping them envision the improvement in their life, big or small, right? So it could be anything from a small thing to a big change. But as a result of buying from you, they're going to see this vision. And when you do it this way, it doesn't take much convincing to get them to buy because now they can see it and feel it. When you do the hope steps right, you will almost completely eliminate the need to close them or even ask for the sale. When they can feel it, smell it, taste it, whatever that vision is based on real hope for them on their personal level, then they will ask you how they can buy instead of needing to convince you. And keep in mind, I'm not talking about selling motivational seminars or big expensive training packages or selling a home. Like, this could be, you know, helping somebody get out of debt, or it could be selling a car. When they get in touch with what this will mean to them and that vision of their life in the future, relative to their situation, they will feel that hope. And if you find yourself consistently having to ask for the sale or use persuasive closing tactics or trying to nail someone down and then convince them and do these things that a lot of people assume you have to do in sales, then that means, in my experience, you have not fully utilized the hope step. And most likely you missed the other fundamental stages that I've been covering for the last set of episodes, even before this hope step. Now, can you imagine being in sales, talking to prospects who are almost or maybe literally begging you to let them buy your product or service? And for the right reasons, for their reasons, right? And not because you manipulated them, but because you provided them with hope for a slightly better future in their own mind. So I know all this might sound like a motivational speech, and part of it is. I would really love for you to bring hope to your prospects and then actually follow through on that promise by helping them buy a solution that does what it says it will do or more. I want to change your outlook on the sales experience that your prospects have from the one that they're expecting to have, right? Which is filled with a salesperson using slick closing lines and tactics to convince them to buy, to instead one where they're excited and thankful afterwards, right? The best way to get there is by creating a hopeful vision for them. And when you do this for all of your prospects, you will get what you want in life. Like the Zig Ziglar quote says, can you imagine what it would feel like to walk into work each day excited about the lives you're changing in your own way, even as a sales professional, which is not always thought of in this kind of light, right? Can you imagine what it would be like to have people asking you to help them buy from you instead of having to convince them to buy, right? And if you're listening to this podcast, then it's my hope that you want that same feeling as a salesperson and have that vision for your life as well. And if I'm doing my part through this show, then you will make that transition and change the way you interact with your prospects. And obviously, it's all about hope. And I want to convey that to you because I want you to be excited about the hope of what you can create. That's it for this episode on building hope. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about false hopes, which is basically when hope is done wrong. But for now, if you're feeling hopeful and excited, please share this episode with your sales team or anyone you know that's in a sales role. Let's spread this message of how sales can be done and the hope that we should be providing to all of our prospects. And until next time, always remember that everything in life is sales, and people will remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.